In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verses for this morning's sermon are the last two verses of the gospel reading read to you just a little while ago about the baptism of Jesus. There probably is no one in this room that has not yet studied another language. Language is a strange thing. I've been involved with various languages, including sign language, for many years. And it seems to me that every time you just about get a hold of it, like some kind of jelly, it pops out of your hand and slithers across the floor, and you've made another translation mistake or a misunderstanding. Language is strange. And sometimes things are easier to say in one language than another. And this morning, as we look at the two verses from the scriptures that we've read about the baptism of Jesus, I think we have to easily see how this stands at the beginning of the story about the good news that came into the world. What does this beginning mean? How much of it involves Jesus? How much of Jesus is involved in the good news? What was he saying and doing when he had this baptism, when the heavens opened, and when the voice of God appeared? Perhaps we can summarize it for ourselves in the phrase, again from language, I give up. I give up is one of those phrases that would be very difficult to misunderstand in sign language, but very easy to misunderstand in English. I give up is very much different from I give up. And it's this meaning of the phrase I give up that kind of draws us into the story that's presented in the gospel of the baptism of Jesus. A beginning like you. Here at the seminary, we are probably more concerned on beginnings than endings. Not too many of us are at the end of our work in the kingdom of God. Most of you are staring down a long corridor of 40 or 50 years of service. How do you make that beginning? I wonder if you make that beginning with a great deal of excitement and anticipation, and then suddenly, as the work becomes more difficult, and there are more requirements, and more things to do, and more responsibilities, and more awareness of the tremendous need of people out there in God's world, if I give up myself to you because I give up. It wasn't all as easy as we expected, and we quickly learned that our great commitment to serve God completely in all of our words and actions and thoughts was nothing much more than a hollow tin can rattling behind the car in which we drove away from our marriage. Total commitment is what Jesus is about in our verses. It's interesting that after the list of genealogies, the very next chapter of Luke presents to us a Jesus tempter, a Jesus wrestling with Satan. There's a lot of commitment involved in that. You and I are always involved in commitment, I suppose. The question is, how much? Because when we say, I give up, the answer is clear, not enough. And many times, this answer then leads us to the despair of saying, I am nothing, I am no good, I am worthless, it's all for nothing. Instead, I think that the text invites us to a different kind of I give up. The kind of I give up that would be found I give up. This offering of ourselves into the total responsibility of our service to God. I give up. No weird Pollyanna imagination about how grand it's going to be when we influence so many women's groups, etc., etc., etc. And no strange ideas about the tremendous power that we shall exercise over a large group of people, but a real, honest giving up of ourselves to a God in whose service we shall experience some of the greatest joys on earth. A giving up of ourselves flexibly, openly, to his direction and support. I remember one time talking to a pastor about how he explained to his children why he wasn't home every night. And the fact that the children felt that they were getting short changed by their daddy. And he explained to them, I think, very well, some of the priorities of life that come when one gives oneself up completely to God. He said, you know, many of the other children, their fathers are home, but they have never experienced so many of the important things in life that you have seen and touched in this house, in this place. You know more about life than many children whose parents were home. You know about death. You know about sickness. You know about people that hurt. You know about the joy of celebration, etc., etc. Because I am a pastor, your life experience is greater. That's total commitment. I give up. I give up all of myself in service. And the exchange for that is real life. Real experience. It's interesting that at the end of Luke, you have the heavens opened again, same as they were in the beginning. And this time the heavens open and they accept a risen Lord Jesus Christ. His giving up of himself totally comes to that final successful day when after his resurrection from the dead, he leaves the disciples to reign in glory. Nothing less, really, is the promise to us. The Lutheran confessions tell us so clearly, I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord, but the Holy Spirit has called me, etc., etc., etc. And that Holy Spirit calls to complete giving up. And we rejoice and say, I give up. And in exchange, God gives new life, eternal life, and joy. Amen.